This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I want to welcome both the people here in the room, and we're live streaming right now, so saying hello to all of you who I cannot see, but I know you're there. Welcome to everyone who is participating around the world and here at the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles. I'm Diana Winston. I am the director of UCLA Mindful, which is the Mindfulness Education Center at UCLA Health, and I'm happy to be here. As always, we're here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So this is our opportunity to practice mindfulness to find more ease and well-being, especially in the midst of this difficult world, difficult times that we live in. I figured since the weather was sort of telling me what to teach today, so we're going to practice rain. Many of you are familiar with RAIN, but if you're not, it's a mindfulness acronym that teaches us how to work with difficult emotions. And I'm guessing these days there's a lot of difficult emotions. We talked some about it last week, but we have, whether it's things going on in our personal lives or in the larger global sphere, there's a sense of people feeling anxious or frustrated or irritated or angry or enraged or sad or disempowered, or there's so many feelings that we're all feeling. So RAIN is a beautiful acronym that teaches us how do we bring mindfulness right into the heart of a difficult emotion. The R stands for recognize, and recognize means to notice what the experience is. So if you're feeling something and you're having some sort of emotional experience, you can recognize it by giving it a label, like sadness or anxiety or frustration, right? So just giving it a label is the beginning of bringing mindfulness to a difficult emotion. The A stands for allow. And so that's, from the perspective of mindfulness, any emotion that we're having is okay. We can have all sorts of emotions. We've all had murderous rage. We've all had great compassion. From the mindfulness perspective, it's just part of being human. We have different emotions moving through us, and emotions are often moving through us like weather patterns. Right now in LA, there's a lot of rain. It will pass. It will soon be sunny again. But oftentimes when we feel like an emotion is here, we feel like it's never going to go away. We're really stuck in it. But it's actually moving through. And can we allow it to be here? The I stands for investigate. Get curious about it. Not try to figure out the source, but actually notice, what am I feeling in my body right now in the midst of this emotion or thoughts that are arising? The N has two meanings. One stands for not identify with, and that not identification is, can we move from it being my emotion that I'm really stuck in, lost in, to the emotion that's moving through me? And when that happens, we can have a lot more space, a lot more ease. It's just emotion. It's not something that's overwhelming me. It's just, again, these weather patterns moving through us. The N can also stand for nurture. Can we bring some kindness to ourselves in the midst of a difficult emotion? So we're going to do a meditation now. We're going to first start with some basic mindfulness. And then towards the end, I'm going to guide you in the RAIN practice. All right? So let's settle in and get comfortable, taking a few deeper, longer, slower breaths. And as you do this, allowing yourself to just soften a little bit to arrive more fully in the room. Coming in more fully into this present moment. You can notice your feet on the ground, making contact with the floor. Noticing there's hardness, warmth, pressure, and so on. And just for a moment, see if you can sense that there's a ground beneath your feet, that we're really, even though we're a few stories up, down below is the earth. And sometimes when we bring that into our consciousness, there's a sense of being supported. So when we're having a difficult emotion, when I'm having one, I sometimes just bring my attention to my feet, touching the ground, connected to the earth. And breathe. Notice what's here. You can notice your legs and the places where your legs make contact with the chair, the back of your thighs, your pelvis. And if you're at home, you might be on some other furniture on the ground or on a bed. And just to notice that contact. Notice the heaviness, the warmth, hardness, softness, pressure, movement. Notice your back. Up against the chair. Notice your stomach. Is your stomach tense or tight? See if you can allow it to soften. Taking a deeper breath can be helpful. Noticing your hands. Let your hands be soft. Notice all the tingling and vibrating and warmth, temperature. Noticing arms, shoulders, chest area, torso. Let everything be soft, if that's possible, softening your neck and throat, face and facial muscles. Notice your whole body present here. Now let's turn our attention to the sounds in the room, or the sounds around us outside the room. Sounds coming and going. As we listen to the sound, can we just receive the sound? You don't have to search hard to find the sound. The sound comes to you, and we listen without getting lost in a story about the sound. Our tendency is to think about it. I like it. I don't like it. What is it? See if you can simply listen. In a way, we're practicing allowing the sounds to come and go. And all we do is listen, notice. And then shifting your attention into your stomach area, can you notice your body breathing? It might be in the stomach, but it could be another part of your torso. Do you feel the breath in your body? Noticing your stomach rising and falling, expanding and contracting. Or your chest rising, falling, expanding, contracting, just the natural breath, in and out through your nose. Or you can notice air moving through your nostrils, tingling warmth, slight movement. Let's focus on one thing for the next part of the meditation. So it could be your breath in your abdomen, chest, or nose. Or if you enjoyed listening to sounds, you can go back to that. Choose whatever's the clearest or the easiest. If you can't decide, they all work equally well. So now we're going to notice moment after moment, breath after breath, or sound after sound. One breath ends, there might be a slight pause, and the next begins. Can we stay present? Now, what happens for most people as they do this is they start to get distracted. They're with a breath or two or a sound or two, and then they start thinking, planning, imagining, revisiting things, worrying, you know, anything is possible. And when this happens, it's not like something is wrong. Nobody is doing anything wrong when their attention wanders. It's normal. It's part of the practice. When you notice your attention has wandered, you can use a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then bring your attention right back to your focus. And then you just keep coming back over and over again. So that's the basics of the practice. And if you're new, start with that. If you have more experience, you know there are other ways to open up to whatever is happening, body sensations, emotions, thoughts. And then keep coming back to the focus today just to build up some concentration, some power of mind. So we're going to go into silence now as we do this, and then we'll do some guided practice using rain in a little while. As we continue meditating, we're going to explore the rain practice. So first, noticing how you're feeling right now, just checking in and seeing just how are you at this moment in the meditation. And let's bring our attention to a part of our body that might feel at ease right now, or at least, at the very least, neutral, but just a place that feels okay, that might even feel soothing or easeful. And that could be your feet. You might notice your feet with the tingling and warmth, touch of the ground. Could be your hands, might be your legs. So sense inside yourself, is there a part of my body that feels at ease? And if there is nothing, you might just remember a time you felt at ease, or a place. Can you imagine a place where you felt at ease? You can bring that to mind. So I'll invite you from time to time in this meditation to go back to that part of the body or that memory. Next, we're going to bring to mind a challenging emotion you may have felt in the last couple of days. Now, maybe it's present right now, or something that you worked with that came up for you, but don't pick the hardest thing you can think of. Maybe something sort of mild or moderate. Something frustrated you. You're a little upset about something. Something made you anxious. See what comes to mind. And now let's bring our attention back to the part of the body that feels at ease, or to that memory. Feeling that easeful quality in your hands or feet, or in that memory, how does it make you feel? And now reminding yourself of the difficult emotion. And let's practice with the R. Recognize. Can you give this emotion a label, like sadness, frustration, irritation, anxiety, nervousness? What is the word that speaks to the emotion? It doesn't have to be perfect, but just to give it a label so we notice it, what it is, we recognize it. Now come back to your hands or feet or the memory. Take a breath. And for the A, see if you can allow it to be here. Is it okay to just let whatever is here be here? Just allow. And if you can't, notice what comes up in reaction. I don't like it. I shouldn't have this emotion. So if there's a something coming up, a secondary emotion, let's keep working with this new one. Otherwise, see if you can simply let this difficult emotion be here. Allow. And breathe. And now bring your attention back to the easy place, the nurturing place, the hands, the feet, the memory. Take a pause. And now we'll practice the I in rain, investigate. Bring your attention to where you might be feeling this emotion in your body. So remind yourself of the emotion. Where do you experience it in your body? My stomach is clenched, my jaw is tight, my face gets hot, my hands are clenched. If there is anything happening in your body, notice what's here. It's helpful to check out your stomach area, your chest, your throat, and your face. It could be somewhere else too. Or maybe there's a lot of thoughts about this thing, this emotion. Do you notice the thoughts? So just breathe and notice thoughts or emotions. And coming back now to the easy place, your hands, your feet, the memory, just taking a pause here. And let's now check into the difficult emotion that we might be experiencing. Is it here? Is it happening in our body? Come back to that place. But this time add the N. Can you bring a little nurturing or kindness to it? And that might mean putting a hand on your chest. It might mean just bringing some kind attitude. It might be saying something like, I'll get through this. I'll be okay. So noticing, investigating, nurturing, taking a breath, allowing. So we're recognizing, allowing, investigating, and nurturing. Maybe one of those aspects speaks to you, and just take another moment to be with this emotion. And now let's come back to the N. And let's go to the easy place in your body, the soothing place, or the memory, resting your attention there. Breathing. And we can, with that second N, notice, has there been some non-identification? And what that means is there any moment where you felt a little space, a little freedom? I'm not so caught in the emotion. It's just an emotion moving through me like weather patterns. And you may or may not have felt that, but just to notice, was there any non-identification? So let's bring the N nurture back again, bringing some kindness to yourself. For wherever you are with a difficult emotion, and let's send some kindness out into the world. There's so many people struggling, perhaps with the exact same emotion that you're working with right now. So let's send some kindness out to them. May all of us be free from fear, anxiety, grief, sadness, anger, hurt. May there be more peace and well-being in this world. We can send our wishes out to all beings everywhere. And now checking into your body, heart and mind right now. Take another breath. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So thank you for giving it a try. And the rain practice is something you can use on the spot. You can do it in a meditative style, like we just did, or you can, in the middle of a difficult emotion, you can find a place in your body that feels at ease, like your feet on the ground. You can recognize, oh, I'm really upset right now, and I'm going to allow it to be here. Oh, it's tense in my stomach. Just noticing that on the spot can help us be present and bring kindness and awareness to difficult emotions. If you're wondering whether you did that N, the last N, the non-identification, and you're not certain, I'll just say this. If you were able to do the first three, where you recognized, you allowed, and then you were investigated, then you automatically had the N. Because the opposite would be just being caught in an emotion, lost in emotion, just totally taken over by it. But because you brought a meditative awareness and mindfulness to it, you're able to be with it in a non-identified way. So that's part of the practice. Thanks for your participation. And a couple of announcements. Let's see. Our center, UCLA Mindful, offers a lot of, these days, free classes and events, a lot online. There's a Wednesday class at 4 every week. There's morning meditations. There's Thursday and Monday lunchtime. We'll have upcoming events coming up fairly soon. There's a flyer when you exit on the right and a mailing list when you exit on the right. And then we have our app, UCLA Mindful, where this meditation and hundreds of other meditations, including some very short ones, like 3-minute ones, 5-minute ones, are on there as well if you want to explore mindfulness even more through our free app called UCLA Mindful. I'll be here next week. I will also be outside the foyer when you exit if you want to say hello, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.